In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That siren is normally reserved for February, March, April, leading into the draft. It usually means there's a new mock draft that is out.
So why is it
being played on November 12th?
Listen, it's interesting.
Not a tornado, by the way, because it is Wednesday.
Love me some college football. It's sometimes mock draft season a little early, but it's not just any mock draft season, though. It's the character concerns mock draft season. And Bink, along with Chris Hunosero, came out with a new mock draft for the Chiefs.
Already,
man.
Keep in mind,
we did this a couple years ago, and we had Xavier Worthy to the Chiefs. So we get it early.
You are filling in today and tomorrow, so this is perfect timing. I did not know you guys have a new mock draft out.
Of course.
Is this a full first round mock?
It's first one. No, just Chiefs. Next time we'll be a full of every team, but this time just Chiefs specific.
So who
and then,
did
by the
you...
way, they moved up to 17, so because the record.
Wait, so you picked the Chiefs at 17?
The draft order is 17, which also is good news for the Chiefs because it's also the waiver order. They're not, but also the waiver wire where they sit because it resets after 3 weeks in the season.
Who do you have in the first early?
Way too early, you're saying.
Early.
It's not too early. It's not too early. It's never too early, is it, Drew?
Mock drafts
are everywhere right now.
Yeah, of course.
I'm writing this name down because by the time we get to May, and this is my gripe with every single mock drafter that's out there, they will do a million of these, and they'll have nine different guys across 5 months going to the Chiefs or whoever, and then after draft night, they'll say, see, we mocked him. I'm like, yeah, you mocked him and 10 other guys in the first round.
Anyway, Xavier Worthy.
All right,
offense or defense? Obviously, I want offense with Patrick Mahomes, right? But Chris and I had to come to consensus with this. Every other one, you know, we trade off doing the first pick or the Chiefs pick if we're doing an all-around mock. So I had Chris do this one, but we both agreed on the position because it is a position of need. If I ask you, Andrew, for you, Drew, for you, Alex, which direction would you have gone?
Has to be
a
lineman, defensive lineman,
D-line.
Okay, so you're probably going to agree with me.
Okay,
because we go Christian Miller, nose and three technique, one technique. He can also play the edge with the University of Georgia. This guy's 6'4", 310 pounds. This guy could do everything, and he's looked
upon. How are his hips and knees at this point?
It could be towards the end of the first round. Is kind of how he is, but Christian Miller. We get a guy that can play three technique. That's where most of his snaps are. Can play the end. Also can move over to the one at nose, which they tried with Norman Lott. They really tried to squeeze him to be at one technique instead of three where he should. Any disagreements of what direction we went here in the first round for the Chiefs?
I would say no. I mean, in terms of a guy that obviously addresses a position of need is most importantly, plus you're going to the Georgia Bulldogs, it's difficult to argue against that for some numbers.
Philadelphia, Howie Roseman likes him.
Can I just tell you right away, when I heard that name, Bink, this was my reaction.
From Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. That's my reaction.
I hate this pick. I don't like it. That's my reaction right away.
He has got, to give you some numbers, he's got 16 combined tackles, seven solo, two tackles for loss, half a sack.
Great against the run.
In 23 and 24, he had a sack and a half, and some tackles for loss. So, yeah, he definitely feels, like you said, nose tackle. I mean, that's all you need to know.
Well, he can move all around for Spags. He can play three technique, one technique, play the edge. He can do everything. Yeah, I hate this pick. No, I don't hate that pick. Yeah.
Would you rather want a pass rushing? Okay, good. Let me ask. I'm curious. So when you hear nose tackle, is that like, it's turning me off a little bit compared to a pass rushing defensive tackle?
He's a defensive tackle.
I'm giving Bink a hard time. No, defensive line.
I wonder if
there's
a difference just in terms of.
You give me crap about this later.
Whether it's interior, whether it's an edge rusher, either one I think has to be the first round pick next year for Kansas City. I think it's very
obvious.
And
for the record, I stayed with Mahomes every single mock. For the record.
I thought it was Deshaun Watson.
Real quick, before Xavier Worthy, we did change
because of Hollywood Brown coming because the same guys.
Before you said what your pick was, you wanted to get offense from Mahomes again.
I did, so but it was just such a good player at the position of need because they do need this position. And, of course, they have a first round, a second round, a third round, two fourths, a fifth, no sixth, and the seventh is going to be conditional as far as the Chiefs. So, yes, they need to address running back in the early rounds, I believe. And tight end, you would say, but you better be getting the tight end in the first because Kenyon Sadiq and Eli Stowers, probably only the first round tight ends are going to be taken.
Stowers is so good.
You have to address
I don't want a tight end in the first round.
But again, you can grab one in the second or third, but they're not going to be the quality. And I get it. Kelsey came from the third, but that's a big asterisk on that one. But yes, defensive line is a position in need, and they can get a quality one for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Say his name again.
Christian Miller.
Okay, we'll mark that one down. I can't believe we already have a mock. This was shocking today.
Did you purposely release this
before you were filling in today?
We do it every week. We do a draft show every week.
And will you have a mock draft every week the rest of the way now?
Well, not every week, but quite a bit, a couple of months.
So there'll be like 20 of these?
No.
10?
Well, we get to do a full NFL one,
character
too.
Concerns versus Mel Kiper. The mock season has begun already.
You should release one every single week until the draft now.
Nah, probably not.
You guys should also tag Kiper to see if he can go toe-to-toe with Mel.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We did stick with Norman Lott.
I hadn't heard that mock draft sounder since May. So.
It sounds good, didn't it?
It's back. It's back, and it works. And hopefully we don't hear it again for another 3 months.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.